Welcome to today's episode of Practical Faith with Pastor Nick Cash. Practical Faith is all about providing real tools for integrating Christian faith into your everyday life.
Last time on Practical Faith, I discussed the hardships of life in community, and this time I want to talk about the tremendous beauty and joy and growth that only life in community can produce. Close Christian community forces us into growth experiences that we can easily avoid in our individualized and compartmentalized modes of living that we're used to. You cannot hold a grudge in community. You are going to have to deal with your interpersonal issues when you see your problem person at every turn, and that's a good thing. Back home, I could just stuff down my hurt and my anger as long as I only had to deal with that difficult person for a few hours each week, no problem. But on the ship, when you see that person you're mad at everywhere you turn, you have to deal with it. You are going to have to face your issues in community, and that is something that God likes. Hidden issues are not a fruit of the Spirit, but loving confrontation is. Living in community forces hard discussions. It forces honesty and reconciliation. I've never been more humiliated by others, more embarrassed by my own actions and words, more angry at people, more upset by the way I've been treated by others, or more upset with myself by the ways I've treated other people than when I was living in community on board that ship. But you know what else? I've also never had more honest and open, confrontational and yet reconciliatory conversations than I had there. I am convinced that that is more the way life is meant to be lived and shared than in my safe, quarantined, sterile life of isolation. In community, you have to deal with your junk, and that's a good thing. I came across a familiar Bible verse recently. It's Proverbs 27:17. It says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." For years, I've read that verse in the context of Christian brotherhood. You know, me and two or three other Christian men who love the Lord, who are helping each other grow in Christ. You know, the verse just sounds so manly, iron and masculine, sharpening iron. You know, like, yeah, we're Christian men and we love God and we love helping each other grow stronger in Christ. You know, I've always misread that verse as kind of a cool, fun, encouraging, even a comforting verse about our happy growth and that we get to enjoy in Christian community. But then it dawned on me, how exactly does iron sharpen iron? Well, the truth is, there's nothing fun and comforting for the iron that's being sharpened. So imagine two heavy and powerful objects scrubbing against each other with great friction until all the barbed and jagged edges are grinded off through intense effort and pressure and heat and friction. Those rough edges of one piece of iron scrub mercilessly against the rough edges of another, and the stuff that doesn't belong on either one goes flying off in every direction. This Bible verse might as well have said, as sandpaper smooths out rough wood, or as a paint chipper scrapes away at old paint, or as a chisel hews away at stone, or as a wire brush scrubs away rust. Just as all these things happen, so iron sharpens iron. So one Christian's life smooths out and scrapes and hews and scrubs and chips away at the rough and jagged and imbalanced and rusted edges of another's. This is what friends do for each other, brothers and sisters. This is what siblings in Christ, co-laborers in Jesus' name, this is what we do for each other. Our lives rub against one another with intense force and friction. It's painful, it's uncomfortable, it hurts, it's messy, and it's complicated, and it is God's good plan for us as members of His family. It is what He is using during this season of our lives to smooth out our rough edges, to chip away our barbs, our jaggedness, our imbalances, our rustiness. He is sharpening us, and everyone who works in an operating room knows that a blunt or dull blade is a worthless and dangerous tool in the hand of a surgeon. It does more harm than good to the patient. But a sharpened and strengthened blade is an instrument of precision and excellence in a master surgeon's hand, bringing deliverance and wholeness to the patient.
Practical Faith provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life. To find more ideas and free resources like these, visit us online at liketreesplanted.com.